Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Here's a very generic headline, Brandon. I got my source from a number of different places, but here it is. The 2023 NFL season, everything you need to know ahead of another year of football. Brandon, the NFL is back.
I thought we didn't do sports ball conversations.
Well, I do feel like that it has gotten such popularity in our country that this is now a male and female thing. So it's not necessarily a sports ball thing, because there's lots of different aspects I want to get into this about.
Okay. Well, I'll let you lead because I haven't followed pro football for 25 years.
I was literally waiting. Yeah. I thought it was going to be a minute into the show today.
It is a minute.
You were to declare.
It is 1 minute.
I thought it was an actual minute because you publicly love to declare that you hate the NFL and you do not.
No, I didn't say I hate the NFL. I just said I don't follow it. There's a difference.
Okay. Anyways, you, unlike most of your brethren males out there in the world,
sure,
do follow a football team. You could combine this. You're a big college football fan.
I am.
They're NFL. So it's essentially football season. So
yes,
talk about this NFL or college football, however you want.
Absolutely.
What I most wonder about is why the NFL is our country's most popular sport.
I think there's probably a combination of a lot of things, and I'm sure somebody's written a doctoral dissertation on this. But ultimately, I think what the NFL does better than anybody, and I'm stealing this from Colin Cowherd because he has this whole take on why the NFL. The NFLs are, they are, number one, they have a sport that is physically violent. People like that kind of like smashing, hitting. So that's part of it, I think. I also think that they're genius in the way they market the game itself and the sport, right? Because there are other countries that they try to get in, you know, football in there, and it never really takes off. It's expensive. People get hurt. You lose a lot of things from it. What the NFL does, there is not a time in the year where people are not talking about the NFL. Now, you like to say, oh, you say you don't follow them. Like, I stopped following the NFL mostly because I didn't really see much of a point. I'm a Niner fan growing up. I've been a Niner fan my whole life. They won 5 Super Bowls. It's just like every year it's a regurgitation, you know, one player leaves, just like any professional sport, right? Somebody gets a lot of money, they go somewhere else. So it's hard to fall in love with anything but a jersey, as Jerry Seinfeld would say. But what the NFL does, why you ask the question why people like it so much, there's not a time in the year where the NFL is not sort of at the forefront of conversation.
I think you're wrong, but thank you for offering your opinion.
Oh, okay. Well, what? Tell me why I'm wrong.
Here's 3 main reasons why the NFL has become our sport. Number one, you mentioned it sort of, kind of. It is the man's soap opera. There is one game a week. There's not 5 or 6 like the baseball season, the basketball season.
Right.
So there is one game a week. And guess what they do between the one game a week, Brandon?
Talk about it.
Talk about it like a giant soap opera.
Yeah.
Who's hurt? Who they playing? Where are they going? What's the spread? It is the man's soap opera. By the way, the one game a week, you know what that means? A guy only has to sit in front of his TV for 2.5 hours one time a week, as opposed to the 5 times a week that the Giants are playing.
How many times do you think people actually just do one game a week?
It's a lot easier than 5. Here's the other thing that NFL has over all the other sports. It is 2.5 hours long. It is done. You can almost book it. Sometimes it goes over. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, it is 2. Go to a baseball game, could last 4 hours, 5 hours. Who, God only knows.
Right.
One day a week. 2.5 hours.
That makes good sense.
Here's the last one. My third point is fantasy football. They were genius about you watch your team, you watch all the other teams because you got them on your fantasy roster.
Right.
That's why. 3 reasons why NFL has taken over as America's sport.
Well, okay. So I don't know if that what I said was necessarily incorrect, as much as an addendum or an add-on to what you're
saying.
It was
like number 4 to my 3, but go on.
Okay, well, so here's the thing. I do want to point out, I remember when I first fell in love with the NFL, and it was when I was in 6th grade, so it would have been like 1976, 77, somewhere in there. I would come in, I was a huge Raiders fan, big Raiders fan, and I fell in love with the Raiders after they went to the Super Bowl in 75. John Madden, You know, they go to the Super Bowl. I remember my dad watching. I kind of stand in the back. I didn't know much about sports at the time, but I was, you know, I was 11, 12 years old, somewhere in there. And I would come in with my buddies every single Monday. And all we talked about in every break, every chance we got to, was we would talk about every single play that happened in the Raider game. Like, yeah, and then on that second down, he did this, and I knew every player on the team. So, yeah, I get the soap opera part is my point to that.
Thank you for adding to the soap opera point with your share of the Raiders.
You're not very nice today.
Well, just, I feel like sometimes when you don't grasp, you're like, you mentioned, you're not an NFL fan. If we talked Oregon Ducks football, you would filibuster and spit the whole thing out yourself.
Well, what is it that you're asking me? You asked me why I thought it was important or why people liked it, and I told you, and that's not good enough for you. That's my part of the problem. What do you want from me?
I want you to just think about it.
Is this what it's like in your marriage? I mean, when you have a conversation with your wife, when she say, how are you feeling today? And she tells you, and you're like, that's not good enough. Here's how you're really feeling.
So the reason my wife is a 49ers football fan mm-hmm. is because her dad on Sundays would camp out and watch the 49ers football game.
My dad did not.
She feels she hates, I mean, she doesn't necessarily like watching football, but she loves having the game on while she takes a nap. It just makes her feel comfortable. It's part of sort of the American ethos now. Sunday, you have football games on. It just makes her feel comfortable. As you know, Brandon, we often talk about spiritual ideas here on the Smart Tickle podcast.
Sure.
You go to church on the East Coast. Does going to church mess with people's NFL schedules where you're from?
Gosh, you know, all right, I'm going to be serious now because I'm trying to think. I, of course, watch college football, and I watch the EPL. Those are really the only sports that I follow at all anymore.
Thank you.
I have been a fan of every sport. You know that I've been a fanatic about a lot of stupid things. But when we had our daughter, I just knew I couldn't do both Saturdays and Sundays. I couldn't sit down and watch, you know, 4 hours of TV 2 days in a row. So I had to pick, and of course, my beloved Oregon Ducks went out. I do watch the Niners when they get into the playoffs. I do, but we don't watch it on Sundays. I'm sure you'd have to ask somebody else. You know, we go to church on Sunday. It gets done around noon. We used to go to an evening service, so it never really affected anything. And here's the other thing. This doesn't bother me. It may bother you. I'm sure you're going to tell me how wrong I am, what an idiot I am, how terrible a person I am. But I record a lot of sporting events and watch them when I get a chance. So I'll watch I'll record the Niner game. And I'll watch what I can watch. So the time doesn't affect me is what I point on NFL Sundays. I haven't stayed home to watch an NFL game. I can't remember when.
I did happen to see a social media post of a wife in a certain back part of a room with a giant puzzle in front of her.
Yeah.
While her husband was seated watching an Oregon Duck football game.
That's true. Yes. I do watch the Oregon Ducks. I just said that. What part of that?
Your wife. And I just was painting the picture of what your wife
my
does.
My daughter will grow up just like Karen, your wife. My daughter will grow up with the understanding that Saturday is sacred time for the Oregon Ducks. And we watch every game. We try to, you know, I don't force. I will say this. If something comes up, a birthday party, something happens, I don't miss those things so I can watch the Duck game. I just record them now. But ultimately, it is more fun to watch things live if you're interested in it.
Hey, so me and you are the... And I don't know for the antithesis, but I feel like we're pretty typical males. We have teams, we watch sports, our kids grow up going, hey.
Well, wouldn't that be epitome, not antithesis, but go ahead.
Because my point is, we have teams that we like and watch and follow, and our kids see that, and your daughter's going to grow up going knowing that you like Oregon football. But you do bump into people every once in a while, and they're like, I don't pay attention to sports at all.
Right.
And I somewhat feel a little bit sorry for them. Mm-hmm. Maybe their culture, they like symphony music. They're better than us. But I also feel like you're part of a little bit of a tribe when you have something that you root for.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're going to get mad at me again. I even hesitate to say anything because you just start going off on me. But I have been a fan my whole life, pretty much, of sports. I love sports. I love to watch. I love to play.
As do I.
Right? But as I've gotten older, I've kind of lost interest in a lot of things because I feel like it's just the same old broken record every year. Like the Giants are going to be good until they get to August, and then
they won three World Series, but go on at 5 years.
I know, but by the way, that was the first three they'd won. My whole life, they didn't win anything. I can vividly remember Game 6 of the 2002 World Series when Dusty took the ball away from Russ Ortiz in the sixth inning, and I knew it was over.
Against the Angels, I was there. I was at that game, but
yeah,
go on.
Stupid rally monkey. But my point is, I realized at some point for me, Larry, for me, not for the audience, but for me, that becoming that fanatical about anything was ridiculous. It didn't serve me well. So I try to just enjoy myself, and when I get too caught up into the moment, I take a break. That's just for me. This whole conversation started off about the NFL. I think the NFL has done some marketing that's genius. They've got people to actually care about something that you really probably shouldn't care that much about.
True, but it is fun. I didn't know this, but most cities around our country, you go to wherever. I live in San Francisco. There is a Steelers bar. There is a Packers bar. There is a Vikings bar. It is really fun to walk into one of these places that you didn't even know exists. And you go in, you're like, oh, here's where all the Packers fans hang out. Yeah. There's just something about...
Or people that where you grew up from and all that. Yeah.
There's something fun about that. And I get it, that, like your idea, you're a very balanced person, Brandon. Now, after years of therapy, you don't go crazy about sports.
I just knew that that would come up. I knew you would say something
it's
like that.
Really nice. But I appreciate your balancedness. But it is also fun to have people that are really into teams because it... Life can be mundane, Brandon, every once in a while. It's have fun to have something to root for.
I am not denigrating the fan, even the casual fan. That's not what I'm saying. But you know that there are plenty of people, primarily men, who have very, very unhealthy relationships with their teams.
Totally.
That's my only point about it is, do you have a healthy relationship or not? Because guess what? The 49ers could win another Super Bowl. Most likely they will at some point. They are a good organization, just like the Warriors. I mean, you know, because you're in the Dub neighborhood, the Warriors were terrible forever until a new ownership came in and started drafting right and got Steph Curry and all this. And now they're great. But the Warriors will be bad again at some point. So if you put all your eggs in one basket, you're going to lose. There's a great movie called Diner. Do you remember that movie?
Been a little bit old. You're dating yourself.
It was like but it had a lot of stars in it. It doesn't matter. A bunch of famous actors were in the movie. Mickey Rourke and a bunch of others in this movie. And it was the point I'm making is it was set in the 50s when this guy is a massive Baltimore Colts fan. He's going to get engaged to his wife. And the only way he'll marry her is if she takes a test on the Baltimore Colts. And if she doesn't pass it, he will not marry her. It's like the ultimate Colts fan. And I think that has always stuck with me, how funny that is. Like, really? You're not going to marry the woman of your dreams, the woman that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, because she's not a Baltimore Colts fan? That's ridiculous.
Well, we all have to have standards, Brandon. We all have to have standards in life. I'm not going to hate on one man's standards. Brandon, I'd like to thank you for sharing that you're above being an NFL fan, that you're now a very well-balanced human being, and that you're growing and raising.
I did just spend $250 to buy tickets to go see West Ham versus Manchester City. So it's not like I'm completely clear.
Thank you for raising an Oregon Duck fan, Brandon.